All right, as I was saying, Pokemon X and Y, a couple of... you might remember when the 3DS first came out, and people were like, okay, where's the Pokemon? And then last year, Pokemon Black, Pokemon White came out, and they were for the DS. And everybody was like, what the heck? Why is it on the 3DS? And I was happy it was on the DS, because I didn't have a 3DS at the time. So, and then the time Black and White 2 were released, people were like, hello, can we please take advantage of the new functionality of the 3DS? Well, finally, finalement, as they say in Montreal, Pokemon X and Y will serve to set your feelings there when it comes to the 3DS. And like I said, we're looking at maybe an October release on this. But some of the what I've seen so far, it's going to take this thing to the next level. And not just because you're not going to have little two-dimension sprites. These are going to be full character 3D models in this. And developed by Game Freak, of course, via Nintendo. But I looked at some of the trainers, and both male and the female ones, you show them. It almost looks like platforming, and I saw one on roller skates, so it's not just the bike. But, you know, like I said, some very light platforming. It showed people using some ropes and some jumping as well, and I'm okay with that. I think back to the Guardian Legend, a great game on the NES 8-bit game where you would do some light platforming. I think about the original ActRaiser. As you were town building, you'd have to do platforming. I think about a great fighting game where I don't even want to call platforming because that'd be insult the original Dark Cloud, which I thought was even better than Dark Cloud 2. One of the great, great PS2 games of all time, Dark Cloud, top 10 for me as well. Blaster Master, who was an 8-bit game, and I had some of that music earlier, light platforming. So I'm okay with that, to mix it up a little bit. But when you look at the 3D models, and you look at the fights, it's not just going to be the same animation over and over again. It looks like, and I don't know, but from what I can see, it's sort of closer to the Pokemon Stadium games. And instead of the limited animation you can do with 2D sprites, but it looks like every single character is going to have their own animation, which would be good. And of course, when you get these games, you're going to get new characters. It's not just going to be Pika Pika and Jigglypuff, Jiggly. No, we'll have those, but there's going to be some brand new Pokemon and brand new legendary. I always love that too. It's like, well, why is it legendary if we're just if it's brand new? It's like the World Baseball Classic the first time around. It was a classic already, but it's just nice to finally have a game that's going to take advantage of the 3DS. And listen, as good as those Pokemon games are, if you want to go Leaf Green, Fire Red, all the way back on the DS Lite, playing those in 2006, I should say, they can get monotonous. I mean, let's face it, they can get a little bit monotonous. And so I just wish we didn't have to wait for so long for X and Y. And as always, you'll have to pick, do I want X? Do I want Y? And then for the rich kids out there, Daddy, I have to have both. Why do you have to have both? Because I won't be able to get every Pokemon. I need both. Okay, here you go. Take both. We look forward to that. Remember, very savvy to release two of virtually the exact same game, yet people will buy both. It's genius.